Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, I still haven't quite figured out the direction that God would have me to head with these morning devotions. This week we're going to stay on the week's prayer guide on authority with a slight detour today, although it kind of fits. Today's focus in the prayer guide is all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. We find Jesus making that statement and as he introduces what we refer to as the Great Commission after his resurrection and giving instructions, telling his followers what was next. That because of the authority that Jesus has, he was sending them out to make disciples. Wherever they go, and we talked about that a lot last week, in serving as you go and making disciples as you go. But I want to spend most of this morning's broadcast kind of a recap of a message I shared yesterday morning at the Goshen Christian Church. I didn't end up with my audio recorder on. And so normally I would record the messages I share and post those on my podcast channel, but didn't end up with the audio from it. And it followed this particular topic. In fact, this was the introduction. Imagine receiving directly from Jesus this great commission. In person, Jesus telling you that all authority is His. And go and make disciples. I suspect that while there might be some hesitation, we would kind of be ready. Especially after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Up until that point, there was a lot of talk about being ready to follow Jesus anywhere, do anything. That was put to the test at the trial when they all ran. But I think after seeing the risen Lord and spending time with Him, their attitudes were changed. You can see that through the rest of the New Testament. But that really wasn't the final instruction of Jesus before ascending into heaven. And so yesterday morning in a message I shared, after the resurrection, a time to wait. When Luke begins the book of Acts, and I believe it's the fourth verse of the first chapter, he says, as Jesus gathered with them at a meal, he told them to wait. That to stay in Jerusalem until they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, this was important and absolutely critical. If they had chosen to just go off on their own, the results would not have been nearly as spectacular as they ended up being. When the world's leaders would watch the work of the early apostles and make the statement that they were turning the world upside down, that wasn't by their own power. That was by the power of the Spirit that was poured out upon them. But the problem is, most of us aren't that good at waiting. So what does it look like when we're in a season that God says, wait? What would He have us to do? And I believe many times when it's our turn to wait, we like to worry. But God's desire is that when we are called upon to wait, that we worship. As the apostles and the followers of Jesus had gathered in Jerusalem and began this time of waiting after they had seen Jesus ascend into heaven, they gathered in prayer. They gathered seeking God. They gathered in worship. We would do well in our seasons of waiting to worship. But sometimes we think that when we're called upon to wait, it means that we simply stop doing. And yet in God's time to wait, these apostles not only spent time in worship, they spent time acting, doing. They examined, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but there was work that still needed to be done even while they waited. And one of those tasks was selecting someone to take the place of Judas. And so they went about and they did what needed to be done. When it's a time to wait, it's not simply a time to stop fully. It's a time to do what we can do, to perhaps finish and work on preparations for what's next. But a time to wait is not only a time to worship, not only a time to act, it's a time to inspect. Sometimes we're called upon by God to wait because, well, there's unfinished business in our own life that we need to get right with Him, that we need to resolve in our heart and our mind and our thought life. As the apostles came up with two choices to take Judas's place, they realized that it was God that knows the heart. And they wanted that inspection of the heart that only God could bring. And so we talked some about how we must, in these seasons of waiting, pay attention. Use those times to learn and to grow and to mature. And so we talked about a time to wait as a time to worship, a time to act, a time to inspect, but most of all, a time to wait is a time to trust. When the day finally came that God was pouring out His Spirit upon the apostles, the word picture given there in the beginning of the second chapter of Acts really appears like a rather chaotic scene. It's hard for us to really grasp that because we know the story. We know what God is doing. We know how it turns out. But they had never experienced this before. And it's in the midst of this confusion as the crowd is hearing them in their own language, and some are just amazed, and then others are, well, they're assuming that they're just drunk. Their babbling doesn't make sense to them. And it's in this context that Peter gets up and delivers this incredible message that brings conviction to the lives of people. And perhaps one of the most difficult things to do when it's our turn to wait is to trust that God knows what He's doing. And to be ready for the time when the waiting's over. As I said, sometimes we get in our mind that when it's time to wait, that it's time to do nothing. And that's as far from the truth as possible. Think about it when you consider those whose occupation is waiting. In the old days, they were considered wait staff. Today, we might call them a waiter or waitress. And if they did their job and got there, and well, my job's to wait, so I'm not doing anything tonight. It would not go over well with their boss nor the customers. You see, their job really isn't to not do anything. Their job is to attentively pay attention to those they're to serve. And when it's time to wait, God calls each one of us not to a season of not doing anything, but to a season of attentively paying attention to the one we serve. As we pray today, I would encourage you to recognize the authority of Jesus. And Him being the one you serve, the one that you wait upon so that your strength can be renewed, so that you can rise up on wings like eagles, so that you can run and not become weary, that your life would be focused, especially in seasons that God says wait, would be focused on attentively paying attention to the one you serve. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. You've called us to Yourself and You know exactly what we need and what's best for us. There are times, there are seasons in our life that we're not ready for what's next. Just as the apostles were not yet ready to go into all the world, even though that was their assignment. They weren't ready, and so You called them to wait. And You call us to wait. There are times where we are ready and we're called to go, and we need to be obedient and listen to Your authority in doing so. But the same's true, Father, when You call us to wait. God, help us to be attentive to You as the one that we serve. And God, as we experience seasons that we are called upon to wait, whether is brought about by circumstances we like or circumstances we don't like, may we enter those seasons of waiting with worship. And may we praise You, and may we pray and be in conversation listening to You, so that we are constantly aware of Your presence in the midst of our waiting. But Father, as we wait, may that attentive service to You lead us to action, to do the preparation work, to do the things that we can do to do life in a way that continues to be faithful, that doesn't forget who You are, nor does it forget Your authority. Father, when it's time to wait, may we worship, may we act, may we inspect with the help of your Spirit, may we inspect our motives, our attitudes, our thoughts, our life. May we use that time of inspection to do inventory of how you've equipped us and prepared us and what's still lacking. May we grow and learn. May that attentive attention to you as we serve help us to see the areas that you want us to grow in the seasons of waiting. Father, as we are called to a time to wait, may we not only worship and act and inspect, but over all of that, may we learn to trust more, to believe fully that you know what you're doing even when we're unclear on what the next step is. Even when we're anxious to get on with whatever's next, may we trust your timing in everything. And as much as we may not like waiting, may those times that we are called to wait help us to grow in our trust of you. And for those times where we don't understand, when things don't look like what we expected them to look, may we trust more fully than ever before. And Father, as I do each day and throughout the day, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I pray that they would know the authority of Jesus, the authority to say go, and the authority to say wait. And as much as they're anxious to grow up and to get on with life, may they learn the secret, the value of waiting upon you. And may they recognize from our example and our teaching, from their experience and our experience, the value of being given a time to wait. Father, today, if we're in a time that we're called upon to wait, for many of us, this season of COVID has felt like one of those. Things have kind of paused for time, and I pray that we have been using that time well. As your children, as your body. So that when the time to wait is concluded, that we're ready to make a difference in a way that only your Spirit can produce. Father, for many of us, our life is kind of a mixture. There are aspects of it that you put on pause, that you call us to wait, and there are aspects that you call us to do. Help us to have wisdom and discernment on what it is that's for now and what it is that's for later. And may the time that we wait be a time that we draw closer to you. And may it be a time that we learn, just as Peter did on that day of Pentecost, a time that we learn to lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.